Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. Around 700 federal police officers searched numerous properties in seven federal states, including Berlin, early yesterday morning. According to information from RBB 24 Research, one of the largest proceedings against immigrant smuggling has entered its decisive phase. The focus of the campaign is the greater Berlin area. In Mitte, Friedrichshain, and Marzahn, the officers searched 21 apartments and commercial premises, directing their investigations toward 13 suspects. The investigators seized data and other documents in so-called safe houses, or apartments in which the traffickers house smuggled Vietnamese people. They also met young Vietnamese who often wait for their onward transport to Western Germany, France, Holland, or Great Britain. With this action, the federal police have succeeded in striking a targeted blow against the organized smuggling of Vietnamese into Western Europe. For years, people have been smuggled through Eastern Europe. In Poland alone, there have been several trials and preliminary proceedings in recent years, which give an idea of the scale. A gang accused in Poznan was proven to have trafficked at least 300 people between December of 2014 and October 2015 alone. Another gang smuggling 220 people was detected by the Polish Border Police in 2018. The investigation, which culminated in the major raid on Tuesday, was triggered by the arrest of a Slovakian smuggler on the A-17 near Dresden when he was trying to bring 26 Vietnamese to Germany. Both the Polish Border Guard and the Federal Police confirm that year after year they are picking up more individuals being smuggled into Germany via the Polish or Czech border. The number of undetected cases, meaning the number of those who cross the border unnoticed, is many times higher. This is something that investigators on both sides of the borders agree on. Behind it all is a hierarchy of organized groups, led by Vietnamese, who act as recruiters, clients, and organizers in the background. RBB 24 Research also confirmed the existence of a Polish smuggler, a serious criminal from Warsaw with multiple convictions. On behalf of the Vietnamese mafia, he and two drivers smuggled hundreds of Vietnamese to Belgium, France, and Berlin. The Charité opened an examination center for patients with symptoms of coronavirus infection on its Verhaal-Klinik campus on Tuesday. Spokeswoman Manuela Zingel announced that the facility is to serve as a model project for other hospitals in Berlin and Brandenburg, emphasizing that, quote, only patients with symptoms should visit the examination center directly. Berliners who fear that they've been infected should first call the hotline of the Berlin Senate Department of Health at 030-90-28-28-28 or their family doctor. There, a recommendation for further action will be made. The hotline at the Charité is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. On Monday evening, two more coronavirus infections were reported in Berlin. The Senate Department of Health announced that a man in Marzahn-Hellersdorf and a woman in Mitte tested positive for the virus. According to current information, they are not connected with the case of the 22-year-old who fell ill and continues to be treated in an isolation ward at the clinic of the Charité. The teacher from Marzahn-Hellersdorf was apparently infected during a trip to Italy. The man was on a skiing vacation in South Tyrol with two groups of 74 students and six teachers and developed symptoms of the disease on his return. He is now isolated and being treated at the Vivantes Clinic Karlsdorf. As a precautionary measure, the Emanuel Lasker Oberschule in Friedrichshain, where the patient teaches, will remain closed until further notice. Students and teachers are to stay home until the test results of the contact persons are available. Two bodies were discovered in an apartment on Wörlitzerstrasse on Saturday around 8 p.m. According to police, they were a 38-year-old woman and her 9-year-old daughter, and now the 4th Homicide Squad has begun its investigation. The background of the crime is still completely unclear, but according to police, the unknown perpetrator or perpetrators used a fire extinguisher during the crime, which was brought into the apartment. Authorities are now looking for witnesses and are asking for anyone who noticed anything suspicious in the area of the crime scene on Wörlitzerstrasse on Saturday, February 29th, between 6 and 7 p.m., or can provide other relevant information about the crime to come forward. Contact information for the investigating 4th Homicide Squad at the State Criminal Police Office can be found by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify or bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.